Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Won't you stay and join our party?
Fun! The fun's just starting.
But the most fun part hasn't happened yet.
Let's keep the magic rolling.
Well, I guess I'm in for another wild ride.
This is just fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Let's party!
And now for our feature presentation.
Time to get up. It's 6:02. I think I slept 7 minutes last night.
Oh, no, Dale.
Terrible. It felt like I think it's time to get up, and I looked at my watch 7 minutes earlier. It was nuts.
You do look rough.
Thanks.
You look good, Dale.
Whew, tell you what, he can be rough on me.
We all got dressed the same this morning.
Yeah, we did, actually.
For whatever reason, we all showed up with black shirts on today.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that means.
Is that ominous? Is that something like we need to look into dream books with or something?
No.
But I mean, think about it. What are the chances of the three of us getting up in the morning and putting on a black shirt?
How many times have we done something like this? It used to be the wolf shirts, or we all came in hats.
You know, that happens to TV people a lot. Like, they're like three people on a morning show on TV, and they'll all show up like in matchy-matchy and not mean to.
And they get their picture together? We're going to get their picture.
I wonder what part of the universe causes that.
I don't know, but I think it's weird we show up in black. Because you, Annie, hardly ever wear black. In my mind, a black shirt. I don't see you in a black shirt a lot.
That's right. You guys don't see me dressed up. My normal attire's black.
But at work.
T-shirts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 6:03 now.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So you ever get up and you're like, something bit me last night?
No.
Bed bugs?
Yeah, I don't know. I had some kind of a nest. Because here's the problem. I get up this morning and I've got itchy on my leg. I'm getting ready to come in. And like, it's like there's a little, what appears to be a little bite there. Mm-hmm. Now I'm all, got to go home. I have to do it. I have to strip the bed, even though I washed them 2 days ago.
Uh-huh. Now, are you sure? You went walking yesterday, Dale. Could it be a skater?
I don't know. I would think that it would have bothered me last night, not just show up this morning. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because I'm now in my brain. I've got to wash all my bed stuff again. I washed it Sunday. Now I got to do it again.
Dale, not to scare you.
Yeah.
Check the seams of your mattress.
I have my mattress completely covered and zipped.
Ooh, a zip one? I'm proud of you. All right, well, just check on the outer sides of it then. Make sure you don't see any little black creepy crawlies.
Yeah, I've already checked it. I'm paranoid about that.
And you live in an apartment. It's easy. They travel through wires, literally.
No, I know.
It's strange that you had some issues sleeping last night. And guys, I don't want to spring this on you, but I had a dream last night that I need to see if, Annie, you can figure out what it means.
Oh, snap.
Go ahead, Dale.
I'm anxious to hear what it is because I had a horrible dream last night that I can't even talk about on the air.
Ooh.
I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
But it was...
How are you going to tease our people like that?
It was bothersome.
He murdered someone.
It's too much for the air.
Okay. Oh. Well, this is real short, real simple. I need you to figure it out.
Okay.
All I remember is I was leaning down somewhere in the bathroom in front of the mirror or something, and I come up, and I go, ah! Like flex in front of it, and I have these huge muscles on my neck, my arm, and all this, but there's a catch.
All right.
I had some boobs on me, like big ones, and I was just like, how does this work? And that's it. That was the whole dream.
So you had girl boobs in addition to the incredible muscles.
But I was in there just looking at them while I was going, ha!
So what part of that was a dream except for the muscles?
Ouch.
Aw, pal.
No, no.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bar strangers slow dance.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So Sweden, swinging in action.
Yeah?
Leave it to them to figure this out. They have declared that doing the deed is a sport.
Well, you burn calories.
Okay, stick with me on this.
Don't clap like you do it all the time. I know your wife.
She's got a lot of information.
I know. I'm concerned.
They'll be hosting the first ever Do It Championship.
Sexathon.
True story. This is what they're going to do. First country ever to register doing the deed as a sport. And later this week, they'll be hosting the first ever European Sex Championship.
That's just porn. right, televised.
Participants will be judged on the following.
Ah, okay, good.
See how you'd fit in on these.
Oh, gosh.
We'll be judged on creativity, strong emotions.
Ooh.
Imagination.
She does not get attached.
Imagination, physical fitness.
Oh, that's messed up.
Endurance and workability.
What is workability?
The final scores will be determined from a panel of judges as well as audience votes. Oh my God.
This is embarrassing.
It's unclear how you can qualify to be in the audience.
I'm sure everybody's clamoring to do so.
Challenges are grouped into 16 disciplines, including seduction, massage, and full-on getting it on.
So, okay. Really and truly, it's a porn competition.
Hold on. Yes.
There's also stuff like pose performance, creativity and position change, increased blood pressure and heart rate during competition.
How would you know? You got to hook them up to monitors?
I guess.
This takes away from everything.
All you got to do is put on Apple Watch.
Yeah, everybody put your Apple Watch on.
Yeah.
Bang it out.
And they also have a category where the most beautiful and difficult pose. So.
Oh, it's an art now.
Yes, a sport. Okay.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm not making it up. This is real.
Should we look in for media passes?
Absolutely, get on
it. It's work related.
It is.
Do you think that Jelly Roll's wife will be there?
She might be there, but I don't know if Jelly Roll will be there.
Oh, no. He don't fit the physical fitness part. love my boy.
There's not a single category there that would be.
But I just mean, like, you think she might be a judge there?
I don't know who they're going to get to be judges. We're gonna really dig into this for you, though. We're going to find out all we can.
You've been doing that 9-to-5 straight line walking.
Wake up at the Wolf Show. Let me tell you about Angela and Stephen Hill. They live over in Nebin. They won some money.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped the BP over on 119 South in Nebin. Bought a $30 scratch off.
Mm-hmm.
They won $5 million. Between the two of them, they chose to split the lump sum amount.
Get that money right away.
And so now they have their seven figures, and they don't know what they're going
to
do.
Okay, sounds like to me.
I hate them.
That's mean.
The big amounts of money are getting closer to us. It's like it's working its way in. We're manifesting it.
See what happened when they got to the lottery headquarters to take their winnings. They could choose to receive the prize as an annuity, as they always offer, for $250,000. Over 20 years, or a lump sum of $3 million.
Get it, lump sum.
They took the $3 million at $1.5 million each. After the taxes were withheld from that, they each had $1,068,754.
I could do some damage with that.
Well, could you do some damage, or could you sit comfortably for the rest of your life with
that? When I say I could do some damage, I mean like I could pay off some debts, put some in retirement, maybe pay off, you know, my kids' college one day, and then, yes, be comfortable. And come to work every single day like nothing changed.
$1 million just don't go as far as it used to, that's for sure.
They don't.
Yeah, especially when you're shopping at Lowe's.
You're right.
There's a lot of money to be spending there, man.
Absolutely.
But, on the other hand, if I had that $1 million, it'd just make me feel so much better.
Absolutely.
It just give me this feeling. I'm a millionaire.
Yeah. I would go to Panda and eat for lunch.
Good for you. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase, good morning to you. Coming up, another Full Moon concert at 113 Brew House, downtown Greensboro. If you have not joined us for one of these yet, we certainly hope you will. We have a good time down there. It's a perfect venue, and at this time of year when they can open those doors and the music spills out into the streets, and it's just kind of a cool thing. Frank Ray will be there. You've heard his songs on the
station. He's so much fun. He came to the fair last year.
Funny guy, actually. Maybe he should do a little bit of stand-up and then do some singing,
too.
He's
hilarious.
He is.
His band was really, they were all really a lot of fun. They seemed like they get along really well. And, you know, they played a couple covers. It was just really fun to listen to them at the fair. So I'll imagine this show, it being his show,
he's gonna
really have a lot of fun. And it's on a Friday night, so that's nice, too.
It is on Thursday.
22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Oh. Hey, I will be able to be there then.
Yeah.
she paid attention to the calendar.
Wow.
Hey, Annie. All right. Good for you.
Yeah, Annie will be there.
Okay.
So if you want to have a beer with me or buy me a beer, I'll be there on the 22nd. It's Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, 22nd, downtown, 113 Brew House. We have a great time. It'll be a great show. You get a lot of kind of up-close interaction, you know, with what's going on, and it's just a real cool place to see a show.
And let's be honest, $20 gets you in the door for a night out, have a little fun, hear some live music.
And you get to see Dale O'Brien.
I will be there.
Is that a win?
That's a win.
For you?
I will be there. You, however, will not. Chase is going to be out of town, but Annie, I'll be down there.
Yep, I'll be there.
Get your tickets now. You can get them at 931wolfcountry.com, the station's website. It's very easy to do. Just go on there, bing, bang, boom. You're all set and ready to go. Your name will be on the list. When you come in, you say, hey, I'm here. And then you can just come on in.
Mm-hmm. That's simple.
Give you a little wristband to put on. So hope you'll be able to join us. Again, that is June 22nd. That's coming fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thomas.
Life comes fast. Yeah.
Sure does. Right, it hits you right in the face. So that is June 22nd, downtown Greensboro again. Get your tickets to see Frank Ray, 931wolfcountry.com.
Speaking of Frank, I got a story as my son got sent to what would be the principal's office in real school.
The headmaster.
The preschool director's office. That sounds a little scarier.
Frank?
Yeah.
Little Frank?
Oh, he's in big trouble, too.
It's big little Frank. We'll find out.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back me.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. Tales from the life of Frank, who ended up, remember, Frank is only four. It says, if you're new to the show, Frank is Annie's son. He's four. And he just made his first trip to the principal's office. What did he do?
And if you haven't seen Frank, I just posted a picture of him and all our plants yesterday.
I saw the picture.
So you can see the size of my son. He is a big four-year-old.
He's a linebacker.
He literally is 7 inches taller than his dad was at this age.
Yeah, he's
7 inches.
He's going to be a large, big, tall, wide man.
He has no choice. So anyways, this is you need to know that for part of the story. Friday? It was Friday, I believe. He got what he calls an incident report, but it wasn't an incident report. It was corrective action.
Okay.
Incidents when, like, another kid maybe hurts him or something, they have to write it up, like he got hit with a block or whatever it was. So Paps picked him up from school on Friday and took a picture of it and sent it to me. And the picture, it said that basically Frank was on the playground when all this went down. Now, I'll give you Frank's version of it.
Yeah, give us Frank's version
first. It's very close to what the paper said, but there's a small detail that the paper didn't mention.
Okay.
So essentially, Frank said there was a frog on the playground. Now, the playground he plays on is very small, and it's chain-linked, fenced in.
Okay.
Very tight. No grass in there. It's like turf. It's very small, like a small rectangular area.
It's like a prison.
Electric fence, cantina wire.
And so they were on the playground, and a kid in his class, I guess, saw the frog first and was trying to run over it or something. According to Frank, again, it's kind of a weird way he tells a story, so you don't ever know if you're getting the truth or not. But it started with a frog, and so he saw that this friend in his class was going to run over the frog. And so to save the frog, he was very intent on this, to save the frog's life, Frank took the little ride-on car and chucked it across the playground. And I mean, chucked it across the playground so hard it broke and was unusable. It was now trash.
Uh-oh.
So the note continued to say, all of this except the frog part. They took him to the office where the preschool director, Miss Jennifer, had to have a serious talk with him about
destroying
school property and explain to him that now that it's broken, it can't be refixed and it can't be used by anybody else. Like just reminding him that he broke it so much that they can't fix it, basically.
Really?
He's four. You got to overly explain, Dalo.
Okay.
So, of course, we get this message and we're like, oh my God. Like, first of all, I'm embarrassed because I have Hulk for a 4-year-old who is going to chuck a freaking dang thing across the. I thank God he didn't hit a kid with it or something.
Yeah.
Or hurt a teacher. But he gets home and the first thing I say to him is, wait till your daddy gets home.
The classic.
Yep, that's right.
That's what works with him. So I had to pull that. But we had to explain to him, like, you took away this toy for other kids to play with.
Right.
So what he doesn't know is that I've already messaged the preschool director asking if we're able to replace it, can donate money towards it. We don't want to take away from other kids. And she did let me know it's a part of like a little ramp track thing.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, but it's like you have to have the certain style and size that fits on this ramp and track. So she said she's going to see if there's a replacement model for it. But what Frank doesn't realize is that when that time comes and she lets us know whatever money is in his little jar on his dresser, mm-hmm. is going to get dumped out, counted, and he's going to hand it over
right.
to preschool.
So, but then I'm wondering, does it make it seem like it's bad? Like you should have let him run over the frog or type thing. You know what
See,
I mean?
See, we still don't know if that's truthful or not. Why would nobody else have mentioned the saving of the frog? Or the frog in general.
Do you ask the other kids' parents?
Yeah, did you?
I don't know. I only know, quote unquote, who it is because my son told me. Otherwise, you...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't get to know these things in the reports. They just say another student. So mm-hmm. I can't assume
yeah.
it was this kid that he said it was. Even though I think it is, because this kid seems like the kind of kid who would run over the frog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it.
So, yeah. We're disciplining. Dad made him stand in the corner. I come inside. I was outside with my friend. And I saw Danny come home on Friday. And he normally comes outside and says, hey, if I'm outside doing something. But he didn't. 20 minutes had gone by. And I'm like, where the heck? Frank hasn't come out. Danny hasn't come out. Where are they? So I go in, and my kid, for the first time ever, is standing with his nose in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Danny said, I told him he'd either get a butt whooping or he could stand in the corner for as long as I told him he had to. And he chose the corner. I said, he should have got both, honestly. But so that's parenting in my life.
How long do you make him stand in the corner?
I don't know how long he stood for. Maybe 10 minutes or something.
Oh, that's a long time for a kid.
It was. Danny even got a picture of him standing in the
as
corner.
As he should. He's probably like,
I want to see that picture.
I do too, kind of now.
I'll have Danny send it.
Yeah.
Send if he ever sees it. He'll probably see it 5 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Frank got his first taste of going to the principal's office and getting in trouble at school.
Ugh. It ain't easy being a parent.
Hey, it ain't easy being a kid either, you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Truthfully.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't...
Hooray! Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. We'd love to have you join the list, 931wolfcountry.com. A DM on Facebook or Instagram will suffice, or 336-799-WOLF. You can text or call. Celebrating today, Sharon Cottle of Dobson, Joseph Cook of Mount Airy, Zach Albright of Stokesdale, Michelle Lawson of Rural Hall, Don Porter from Burlington, Joshua Smith of Greensboro, Tanya Suttles of East Bend, Sean Brooks of Burlington, Melanie Williams of Galax, Virginia.
Hometown represent.
Harold Jones of Summerfield, Todd Rogers of Thomasville, and Caleb Barber of Reedsville. Oh, and just got one coming through the pipeline here. Lily O'Mara from Advance is 1 year old today. Sounds weird to say 1 year old.
1 year old?
Yeah.
12-month-old.
Happy birthday, Lily.
Happy birthday to that little cutie. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, those clowns out at Apple in California have come up with some more ways for us to spend our money.
You mad, bro?
The unfortunate thing is to me is that there will be people in line to buy some of this stuff. And the things that they announced are absolutely outrageously priced.
So, yesterday, the big overall thing that they're coming out with now is called Apple Vision Pro.
So, VR.
VR is what it is. So, you know those Meta headsets? Look similar to that. And you're going to be able to put it on. It's going to have a little battery pack that comes with it that you put into your pocket so it can stay charged up to 2 hours.
Okay.
This thing... looks cool. I mean, it's got some cool features. I mean, basically, take your iPhone, throw it in front of your face. You can make a movie the size of a movie theater screen because it's in front of your eyes. You can expand it and make it huge. You could have different surroundings. Like, you could be in a galaxy far, far away.
My ex-sister-in-law, my ex-wife's sister, runs a boutique dental practice. She's a dentist. And... part of what she does when she's in there, she has the VR headset. If you're getting dental work done, you put the VR headset on and watch a movie or whatever, and while they're doing your teeth.
It sounds like some expensive dental work.
Oh, it is.
It is. It sounds like it. Is.
I am sitting here thinking about, you know, like when Pokemon Go was a big craze. Imagine playing like Pokemon Go in a VR headset.
Oh, that'd be awesome. It'd be really cool. They also got 3D cameras in it. So basically they have like 4 or 5 cameras that you can capture things in like real life, like, and relive it in your photo albums like it was actually there.
So I'm going to be able to see my dumb self walking around the moon or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or your kid, you know. I see all kinds of cool things you could do with this thing. I also think it's a great educational tool. I mean, let's say that you're teaching a class in Italian. And you're going to go on a little walking tour of an Italian city or something, or you're going to ever, and you just do it through the VR headset.
Sabara.
I mean, it's such a great educational tool. But the problem is that unless somebody writes a huge grant check for that, or Apple decides to donate them, they're not going to be able to afford it.
No. So the Meta Quest, which is has been the main VR out, has been roughly $400.
And maybe you've tried one of those at a Best Buy or something, you know, where you put them on, you can try, and they had them on display there for a while.
Apple's.
Get ready for this, people.
$3,500.
$3,500. I bet they could put that on your phone plan or something for $20 a month.
They can finance that, bud.
Yeah.
So they came out with that. They came out with typical other updates, software, things like that. And they also came out with a new top-of-the-line computer they have, which, Dale, I maxed it out for you under the Apple Store.
Because you know how I am. I roll fat.
$13,000 if you want it.
Good.
It's for you.
Can you order that for me today?
Oh, it's already heading your way. Yeah.
Okay. But these prices, they're just so outrageous.
And my buddy Kyle, God love him, said, "Hey, man, have you seen the new VR headset?" He texted me yesterday. I said, not fully.
He's going to get one, isn't he?
He says, "As soon as it comes out, I'm getting it."
Well, yeah, good news for him is he's got a good job. He makes some good money, and he has no wife, no girlfriend, none of that.
Yeah, so he could get that.
So he can spend
Kyle.
All the money on that. Yeah. I want to try him, though.
I want to try them.
Hey, Kyle, let's buddy up for a couple hours. I want to check out the VR headset.
It's more fun for me to watch somebody else have it on.
Really?
I don't know what it is about it. Watching them walk around the room or freak out or fall back or trip over. I don't know. It's just funny to watch somebody else do it.
Anyway, new toys at Apple. Get them now while they're hot.
Only $9,568.
I wonder if, like, the Apple Store is... When are they going to have those where you can go see them?
Not till next year.
Dale's going to go play with them in the Apple Store.
You dead gum right
out. Yeah.
Next year. Okay.
Your mama packed y'all up and moved you to the south. Yeah, you're the only girl in my...
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
It is a Tuesday. It is June the 6th, which means it is D-Day. I was going to do the math on the fly to prove how smart I was, how many years ago it was. But I'm not even going to try it. But yes, today is D-Day. Here's a new trend alert in which I'm going to say I'm not going to get behind. People are wrapping Oreos in bacon and then coating them with different types of salt before placing them in a smoker for an hour. The cookies come out nice and warm while the bacon is crisp and almost hard.
That's a yes for me, dog.
I mean, I'd try one if somebody said, "Here, try this cookie that I did in the smoker that has bacon around it."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if whatever they've got has bacon wrapped around it, I'm probably going to try it.
Yeah, I might take the bacon off. I don't know if I could eat them together. I think it'd be weird.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
It's salty and sweet. It's savory.
I know, but I don't know. Just something seemed weird about that inside.
I mean... If you go to a restaurant and they serve bacon as a free appetizer at the table, like the candied bacon, they can have a basket and there are strips of bacon in it, and mm-hmm. you just munch on those as an appetizer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah. Went to a steakhouse once that had that. I think it was in Chicago.
Well, let's go.
They brought out a cone-shaped basket, paper-lined, and in there was many strips of candied bacon. Candied with maple syrup on the outside of them.
Yeah, stop.
And they were perfectly crisp. Delicious.
Nice. I say we go.
Now.
Hey, we get a flight direct right out of PTI
That's
to Chicago.
Right. You're right. We can do that.
Yep.
4,000 Americans lost their jobs last month because of AI. Artificial intelligence.
It's coming for us all. It's just a matter of time.
That is true. That is absolutely true. To Brazil we go, where a Brazilian doctor was recently fired for prescribing ice cream and video games to a child with a sore throat. The boy's mom, Priscilla, complained to the doctor's bosses because she thought he was mocking her.
Hey, there's only so many things you can eat there while you're recovering from that surgery.
There is really no, I mean, other than the antibiotics, but like cure-wise for pain and stuff, for sore throat, there really isn't anything.
Yeah, it's got to have something that goes down smooth and cool.
Oh, yeah, ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they're kind of right. Ice cream.
It's so hard to resist ice cream. It really is. I try.
Why are we resisting it?
Because it makes me so freaking fat. That's why. Because I'm a two-tonner.
Oh, not a two-tonner. That's two cows.
It just makes me mad that I can eat just a little ice cream and gain weight with it. It's so good.
I think that's all in your head, Dale. You have to have a surplus of like 15 or 2,400 calories or something like that. A bunch of calories a day to even gain a pound. I don't think your little scoop of ice cream is really doing it for you.
It's in your head.
It is in your head. And you're older. You're an older
looks
man.
Looks to me like it's in my gut.
Well, that's many years of delicious eating.
You're probably right.
Those are your stripes.
And yeah,
honestly, them off.
Do I regret it? No.
Yeah, you know how a general has stripes on their arms and stuff?
My stretch marks are my stripes for being a mama. So your belly is your stripes.
For all the deliciousness.
Thanks for making me feel better about
myself.
You're
welcome, pal. Eat the ice cream.
Finally, your fun fact for the day. It would take a vampire about 6 minutes and 24 seconds to drain 15% of your blood by biting your neck. Enough for them to feed without affecting your circulation or heart rate. Just in case you're wondering.
How long do they have to feed off me for me to become a vampire?
Well, technically, it's just a bite.
Just a bite makes you a vampire.
So if you're waiting around after 6 minutes, they're gnawing on your neck, you have other issues.
Yeah, because once the fangs go in, boom, guess what?
I just want to sparkle like Edward. This is a skin of a killer, Bella.
Oh,
enough of the sexy vampire stuff. This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
One of them girls.
Wake up at the Wolf Show. There's a video, viral video going around. I'm going to show it to you here in a second. But first of all, I'm going to set it up. This couple gets married. They say their I do's, they have their kiss, they're presented to the congregation as Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And then they start walking down the aisle out of the church.
Rice in the air.
And the bride is smiling, beaming, chatting with the guests and whatnot.
So in love.
While her new husband has his face in his phone just scrolling through, going down the aisle. Here, I'm going to play the video for you guys so you can see what's going on.
Ew.
What's the point of that? They just got married. Yeah. They just pronounced them just Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so.
You can see them walking out of the church here.
She's saying, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Is he an influencer
beautiful.
Or something? Does he feel it was us on live and now he's checking comments? Like what? There's no excuse for it, but what's the purpose?
I don't need to, even if you're an influencer at all, you don't need to be doing that on your phone.
It continues. He stops briefly here when they exit the church door. Then down the steps in front of the church, he's still got it. Now, back to the phone.
If I was the photographer there, I'd be like, sir, put the phone down and not in your pocket. Give it to somebody.
I don't care if you're the president of the United States. You don't do that.
That was so rude.
It was.
If I were the old lady,
The old lady.
I mean that in a term of endearment, not old lady.
You're one of the people who will accept that as a term of endearment. Most people.
That's my old lady. Yeah. Yeah, if I was his old lady... He'd be getting cussed out. That'd be on the TikTok video.
But
not me smiling.
Isn't it kind of her fault that she's walking down, she sees this, that she doesn't like...
That's what I'm saying. And she's
nudge.
Not sitting there like, get off your phone. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if she's telling him anything or not. I mean, she's speaking. I don't know what she's saying. Anyway, the guy's a total tool. He's really...
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful. So, anyway... by the way, does Danny refer to you as his old lady?
My husband doesn't use that terminology.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what is his terminology for you? What is his term
his
of endearment?
Wife.
That's what he says?
Or I'm honey or sweetheart.
Hey,
and
honey.
That's it.
Hey,
like
sweetheart.
In the house when he hollers
call
at you
him
at
any point in time. He'll answer the phone and go, hey, honey.
What if you're in the bedroom and he's in the other room and he calls out for you?
What does he say?
Yeah, what does he say? What does he say at home if he wants to say, hey?
That's a hey or a honey. Depending on what he wants or needs.
Does he ever go Annie if he's mad at you?
I couldn't tell you the last time he called me by my name.
Does he use babe?
No.
Really?
No, that is not in his vocabulary. He calls his son his baby, but he goes, oh, my baby. You know, he doesn't really say, like, call him baby when he's talking to him.
I call my cat
and he
baby.
Don't call me that. Now, I call him every name under the sun, mean ones and nice ones. But I use baby a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a hey, baby. Or I call him big boy.
Big boy.
Well, my mama used to call my daddy big boy, and it just always stuck in my mind. So that's a big term of endearment for me. So I call him big boy.
What would you call him if you're walking out of the church after getting married and he's got his face in his phone?
Words I can't say here.
Well, you can.
We'll start with idiot and we'll end with asshole. How about that?
Say anything you want to on your last day.
I could, but it's not my last. You stuck with me.
Yeah. Anyway, that video, you'll see that video before the day's out.
Been going round and round all day, baling some hay.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. If you like special sunsets, tonight might be a good one.
And not for a good reason, too. These wildfires up in Canada, their smoke is finally making its way down here. And people are already getting pictures up north where it's making its way down, and the sun is like a blood orange, red type thing. And it's going to be making its way down here to the Triad today. So if you have breathing problems, allergies, today and tomorrow will not be a good day to be outside. But like you said, there's a silver lining. Tonight may be one of the best nights in a long time to get a sunset picture because the haze in the atmosphere makes it look really cool.
Maybe out there tonight with my old camera, see if I can get a shot, something for Seasons by Dale.
It might look like something on Tatooine.
Oh, my God.
We just get a couple extra moons up there.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's a Star Wars reference, Annie.
So, sunset tonight.
I know. That's why I said, oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So, if you want to be out tonight, maybe get some pictures or maybe get your good camera out. Put it on the tripod, whatever.
Yeah, it may be a good night to do that. But beware if you're out and about today. You're probably going to start seeing it. I think I saw some this morning, actually.
Really?
The moon was, like, a little hazy. So, it's already making its way in here. If you're outside today, just be really careful.
All right. It's 8:55 now, heading into Tuesday. It's the second Monday of the week, I know. We'll get there, I promise.
Nobody really likes quinoa, and nobody plays more new country than 93.1 The Wolf.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Call me redneck, white trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.